What's up? This is your girl, TJ DJ Tellum, here at radio.dominican.edu. And thank you for tuning in here with me on my show, Gotta Let Them Know, today at April 18th, 2012. I'm trying to go in the past here. So this is actually my second to the last show. Next week, I will have my last show. The date and time will be announced because there is an event next week. So it will be on Wednesday, 7 o'clock to 8 p.m. So I will let you guys know when my time is. I'll put that up on the site. And next, for right now, to start off the night, we have some One Direction with Gotta Be You. I'm the foolish one that you anointed with your heart. I tore it apart. And girl, what a mess I made upon your innocence. And no woman in the world deserves this, but here I am asking you for one more chance. Can we fall one more time? Stop the tape and rewind. Oh, and if you walk away, I know I'll faint, 'cause there is no. How it trembles when you speak to me. I don't resemble who I was. You've almost had enough, and your actions speak louder than words. And you're about to break from all you've heard, but don't be scared, I ain't going nowhere. Oh, I'm sorry about that. The song was cut short. I guess it did not download all the way. And this is DJ Tellum here at radio.dominican.edu on my show, Gotta Let Them Know. So we're going to start off the night with some top five lists of the day. So top five shows of this week, according to TVGuide.com. So number one goes to American Idol on Fox. Number two, NCIS on USA. Number three, Big Bang Theory on TBS. Number four, The Voice. And number five, Person on Interest on CBS. And the top five songs, according to Billboard.com, this week goes to We Are Young by Fun featuring Janelle Monae. Number two, Somebody That I Used to Know by Goetti featuring Kimbra. Number three goes to Glad You Came by The Wanted. Number four goes to The Cutie Pies, One Direction, their song What Makes You Beautiful. And number five goes to Boyfriend by Justin Bieber. And your third top list of the day is the top five movies of this week. So keep still on number one is The Hunger Games. Number two, The Three Stooges. Number three, Cabin in the Woods. Number four, the re-release of the movie Titanic. Number five, American Reunion. And the top five albums of this week are number one, Nicki Minaj album Pink Friday, The Roman Reloaded. Number two, 21 by Adele. Number three, Charge by Rascal Flatts. And number four, Tuskegee by Lionel Richie. And number five, Up All Night by One Direction. And your last top five list of the day is top five books of this week. So the number one, number two, number three goes to the Hunger Games trilogy. So number one, Hunger Games. Number two, the sequel, Catching Fire. Number three, the third book, Mockingjay. And number four goes to Five Shades of Grey, or 50 Shades of Grey by E.L. James. I'm sorry, I can't read my handwriting here. And at number five, The Lucky One by Nicholas Sparks. So that is your top five list of the day. And here's some DU news this week. So the Santa Rafael Pacifics will be hosting a Pacifics job fair on April 28th at the San Rafael Community Center, 618 B Street, San Rafael. The San Rafael Pacifics are the San Rafael's baseball team, if you guys did not know that. So come on out between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. Pacific's front office members will be on hand to answer questions and take resumes. So don't miss your opportunity to join the Pacific's baseball family for the 2012 season and do the wave, and we'll see you there. So that's some DU news for you today. So next up, I have some Never Gonna Leave This Bed by Maroon 5.
Strength to resist or control you.
That was Never Gonna Leave This Bed by Maroon 5. And right now, I have some 100 or 10 things you didn't know about the Titanic. So since the re-release of the movie and the 100th anniversary was April 15th, which is three days ago. So here's some interesting facts for you guys. So on the evening of April 14th, the day before the drowning of the Titanic, the first class passengers on the Titanic enjoyed a 10-course meal that included oysters, poached salmon, sirloin of beef, lamb with mint sauce, chocolate eclairs, and Waldorf pudding. According to Armchair World, a different wine was served with each course, and coffee and cigars accompanied by port and distilled spirits were available with the last course. And number two, the Titanic actually had its own newspaper. According to the Natural Science Center of Greensboro, the Atlantic Day Bulletin was printed daily and included news articles, the latest stock prices, horse racing results, society gossip, and a daily menu. And number three, the massive ship had some unheard amenities. A Discovery Channel article details perks such as an onboard Turkish bath, libraries, a squash court, and even a heated swimming pool. The luxury liner even had an infirmary with an operating room. Whoa. So number four, while the Titanic boasted some of the wealthiest people on the board, two famous men of the era didn't make the trip. So according to Discovery.com, financier J.P. Morgan and famed chocolatier Milton S. Hershey had planned to sail aboard the ship's maiden voyage, but canceled at the last minute. So if Milton S. Hershey did not climb on the ship, Hershey bars wouldn't even be here right now. And another fact is, less than a month after the tragedy, silent film actress and Titanic survivor Dorothy Gibson starred in the film Saved from the Titanic. According to StageClick, the actress reenacted her personal story of the tragedy, complete with the actual white silk evening dress she wore on the fateful night. The film was a hit in America and England, but the only known prints were destroyed 2 years later in a fire. Another fact is, many artifacts from the Titanic were salvaged. The Titanic Museum in Massachusetts housed the Titanic Historical Society's collection, which includes a life jacket, a lifeboat flag, luncheon and dinner menus, a square of first-class stateroom carpet, letters and postcards written on board, first-class china, and a bridge bell. So those are a few of the things left behind from the ship. And according to UK's Mirror, a violin alleged to have belonged to Titanic bandleader Wallace Harley was recently discovered. While tests are being done to prove its authenticity, if sold, it would break the record for a Titanic artifact. Post office keys that were sold in England for £101,000 in 2007, just for post office keys. And the former home of one of the most famous Titanic survivors is now in a museum in November. Or in Denver, the 1910 home of socialite Margaret Brown, known after the tragedy as the unsinkable Molly Brown, is open for tours and workshops. And number nine, the last remaining survivor of the Titanic died in 2009. Melvana Dean was only 9 weeks old and the youngest passenger on the ship when she was put on a lifeboat and saved. According to The Guardian, her death at age 97 came just a month after Titanic's Leonardo DiCaprio's and Kate Winslet helped her... just after Titanic stars Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet helped her pay for her nursing home expenses. Last fact, many sources have pegged the Bad's final song as Nearer My God to Me, but in a 1912 interview with the New York Times, surviving crew member Harold Bride said the band played the hymn Autumn as a ship went down. So those are 10 things you didn't know about the ship Titanic, coming from yahoonews.com. So there you go. That's that for you. And next up, I have some Save Room by John Legend. Might hurt a little, Welcome back with me here, DJ Tellum, here on my radio show, Gotta Let Them Know, at radio.dominican.edu. And I have a few news stories here for you. And last week, Rick Santorum has called it quits in the GOP presidential race. He suspended his Republican campaign due to the hospitalization of his three-year-old daughter, and he spent the weekend with prayer and thought and decided to pull out the race. So although Mitt Romney still needs several hundred delegates for his nomination, Santorum seemed to be only his top challenger, and with him gone, it is all clear for Romney. And some other presidential news here for you. America is the only country where you can see dogs wearing sweaters. But now, you'd rather see dogs won't be able to, don't have to wear any regular sweater. Your dog can wear a sweater to support the re-election of President Barack Obama. So you can buy leashes that say 2012, Barack's best friend, doggy pajamas with Barack Obama's campaign logo, dog bowls with Obama's campaign logo, bandanas, and a Bo Obama, the Obama dog stickers that say "Our Bark for Barack." So just a new way to promote his re-election. You know, it's nothing big. And two Maryland public school teachers and a school administrator have claimed the second of three jackpot tickets, and they are known as the Three Amigos and plan to remain anonymous. All three winners each work multiple jobs to pay their monthly bills and still plan to remain at their jobs at the school. The total amount of their winnings was $260 million and will be split into three of them, which would be $35 million after taxes. So some of the largest corporations like Google, Twitter, Facebook, or AT&T. So the total amount of their winnings would be $260 million and will be split into $35 million each after taxes. And someone else today stepped up for their millions. So a retired couple from Redbud, Illinois, stepped up to claim their prize of $218 million, but it will be end up being $158 million after taxes. So those are the people that so far have claimed for their prize for their millions from the jackpot a few weeks ago. And that's some news story for you. Some other ones are coming back after you, this song right now. And it is, right now we got some Front End by Pharrell featuring Jay-Z.
Sexy. Okay, yeah, this is so fat. I'm gonna get with you.
Don't wanna sound full of myself or rude, but you ain't looking at no other dudes, cause you love me.
I'm sorry, baby. So sexy.
So you think about a chance, you find yourself trying to do my dance, maybe cause you love me.
You do well.
So then we tried.
I'm singing it slow now because you weren't used to how fast we touched.
Fast we touched.
Then we locked eyes.
And I knew I wasn't there and I was gonna tear your ass up.
Yeah,
I know that I'm carrying on. Never mind if I'm showing off. I was just frontin'.
You know I want to.
Tell her you gon' call her, ask how it was, and she's gon' love it. Whoa, whoa.
Yeah.
So then we tried.
I'm singing it slow now because you weren't used to how fast we touched.
Fast we touched.
Then we locked eyes.
And I knew I wasn't there and I was gon' tear your ass up.
Yeah,
I know that I'm carrying on. Never mind if I'm sure.
Yeah. caught up, I would act all nonchalant in front of an audience like you was just another shorty. I put the naughty on, but truth be told, you threw me for a loop this whole. I'm too old to be frontin' when I'm feeling Denzel and acting like you ain't appealing when you are. Stepping like you ain't my only girl when you are. I'm ready to stop when you are.
Carrying on, never mind if I'm showing off. I was just frontin'. You know I want you, babe. I'm ready to bet it on, unless you don't care at all. But you know I want you. You should stop frontin', babe.
Come on.
Ho!
That was Frinton by Pharrell featuring Jay-Z. And this is DJ Tell 'Em here on my show, Gotta Let Them Know, at radio.dominican.edu. And I'm hoping I'm informing you guys today. So some other news stories for you today is transgender women can now compete at the Miss Universe organization. This new change came about when Miss Universe Canada, Jenna Telkova, was disqualified from competing her country's pageant for not being natural born female. The Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation and the Miss Universe organization, which is owned by Donald Trump, has discussed this issue for 2 weeks and agrees to allow women who are transgender to participate. The Miss Universe organization claims that this change will push to support equality for all women. The policy will kick in just this fall, in time for the 2013 pageant season. So transgender women are now allowed to compete in Miss Universe pageants. And I agree with that because, hey, the inside, I mean, it's only a physical. You can feel like a woman as long as they feel like a woman. And she's very beautiful. If you guys haven't seen her, she's a very beautiful woman. And next up, here's some other kind of scary news for you. So people that thought SOPA and PIPA were bad for us, the government is attacking the internet once again. The new bill on the table is called the Cyber Intelligence Sharing and Protection, or CISPA for short. The Congress is trying to find a way to stop ongoing cyber attacks, and they have came up with CISPA. However, this bill may sound good. It will allow the government to access to personal correspondence of any person of their choosing. According to Digital.com, as with other recent attempts at internet censorship that have been discussed in Congress, the wording within the CISPA allows the government to interpret the law so broadly that any online communication or interaction could then be suspect and monitored without the knowledge of the parties concerned. So some of the largest corporations like Google, Twitter, Facebook, or AT&T, if pressured, can be copied confidential information from a user and send the info to the Pentagon if it is suspected to some wrongdoing. So the government will be in see had the chance to check what you want, see what you're doing, just in case you it might seem suspectful. And in Louisiana, an online virtual school has now been created. The grade starts from kindergarten to 12th grade, called the Louisiana Connections Academy. So according to WDSU.com, instruction is a fusion of traditional and futuristic methods. Students get assignments online, learn by reading books, and experience hands-on learning through science experiments and field trips. Students are guided by a learning coach, which is usually a parent. So the first school year received 4,000 applications with only 600 opening slots, and half of the students are students who are at risk, and the other half of the students are students with special needs, students who have been bullied at traditional schools, and students who were homeschooled. So this is a way for students where you don't have to get out of bed anymore. You can just lay in bed, just be on your laptop, be on the computer, and you can get in full education right there. Although some classes are doing that now, you can have now your kindergartner to do it, your first grader to do it, second grader to do it, just laying in bed and going to class at home. So it's like homeschooling, but on a computer. And here's another news story for you, our last one of the day. or last one, in Richmond, Virginia, Thomas Kramer and his homies at the production group Chill Hill Media has created a social experiment video at the MacArthur Center Mall in Norfolk. He and a team of 10 people created a scene where Kramer would pretend to be an actor and three or four people would air quote recognize the celebrity Kramer said to be. Kramer says he got the idea when he saw Pharrell at the mall, and even though some people did not know who Pharrell is, some people were still taking pictures with him and created a frenzy. Reporting from WTVR.com, Kramer said he told his friends to converge at a specific time. One would ask for an autograph, another took pictures. In a matter of minutes, Kramer said a crowd formed around him, some taking pictures, some asking who he was, some doing both. He signed about 40 autographs as rumors spread that he was an athlete from Spider-Man or The Hunger Games. So those are your U.S. news for you today. From a virtual all-night school, from a guy pretending to be a celebrity and people actually falling for it, from the lottery into the presidential election. So hope you guys are informed from that. And next up, I have some Stay With You by Neo. Okay. That was Stay With Me by Neo. And here's some directly from Small Kitchen College on the Huffington Post, how to use vending machine snacks in your home cooking. So here's for some, this is especially important for you college students because you get hungry at night and there's nothing to eat in your dorm room. So salty snacks that are featured in or on top of physical on typically sweet desserts are all the rage right now in New York City. So get in the fad by experimenting with your own sweet and savory combos. So work a few crushed potato chips, plain favorites likely would work best, into your favorite chocolate chip cookie or brownie batter, and notice how the salt complements the richness of the recipe. So put some of your potato chips on some of your cookie or brownie batter and give you a good taste. And if you can crush it, you can probably coat just about anything with it. Take pretzels, for example. Very often, they are pulverized and used to dredge lean chicken breasts or pork chops. Try crushing Cheetos, then coating chicken tenders with them, baked and served with blue cheese dipping sauce. This cheesy chicken dish will taste similar to a buffalo chicken wing. So Cheetos with some chicken. That sounds good. And your extra, if you have the leftover of a Hershey's bar, serve that along with some fresh strawberries, incorporated with Greek yogurt, or drizzle atop smooth vanilla ice cream. To create the ultimate vending machine sundae, mix a slightly melted scoop of your favorite ice cream flavor with any and all of your crushed leftover candy. This Cold Stone Creamery style bowl is an easy weeknight dessert. And if you decide to, if you want a healthier kind of meal at the vending machine today, toss your leftover almonds, Crazen's original dried cranberries, or sunflower seeds right into your salad. They'll offer contrasting flavor into your salad ingredients like mixed greens, vegetables, and cheese, and add a distinct texture to your plate. A sprinkling of goldfish or crumbled Cheez-Its finishes a warm bowl of meaty chili or creamy tomato soup. That sounds good. And if you hit up the drink dispenser instead of the snack machine, mix the beverage with the liquor of your choice for an easy, no-fuss cocktail. So let's talk tequila, commonly featured in lime margaritas. Bursting with the lemon-lime goodness, Sprite and 7-Up are two sodas that work well with tequila mix-ins when you don't have the time to mess with margaritas. So, but if it's vodka mori style, mix with lemonade or iced tea or both for a refreshing summertime sipper. So those are some things you can get at the vending machine that you can actually spice up your food with or your drink. And next up, I have some Nothing by Gabe Bondoc.
I dream about the way it was back when things were new. Before the changes in our lives changed our lives for good. It might not have been for better, babe, but I know, you know it had to be done. I try to go about my day,
get my own thing,
but all I want is you back
in my arms, babe.
Where do you belong? Where does all my love belong? So
there's really nothing I can do,
everything just leads back to you.
And though there's nothing I can say
that could change the way that it's always been,
there's really nothing I can do,
'cause everything just leads back to you.
And though there's nothing I can say
that could change the way it's always been.
Thank you.
that was Nothing by Gabe Bundog, and this is DJ Tellem here at radio.dominican.edu on my show Gotta Let Them Know. Thank you again for tuning in here with me today. And right now I got some celebrity news for you. So it is sad for me to report this, but Dick Clark passed away today due to what his agent said was a massive heart attack. So this morning at St. John's Health Center in Santa Monica, where he was recovering for an outpatient procedure last night. He survived his wife and three kids, and Ryan Seacrest, who helped him out last year with Dick Clark's show, New Year's Rockin' Eve, will now take his place. And although his stroke had slowed him down a few years ago, he will still live in people's hearts. And next, so New Jersey residents are outraged by cost to taxpayers. Due to Whitney Houston's funeral, the singer's downtown home of Newark, New Jersey, spent more than $187 in police overtime back in February. One Newark resident says that it should have been Houston's family to pay for the extra security rather than the residents. However, Newark Councilwoman Mildred Crum says that it was necessary to protect the thousands of people who came into place. So if I live in Newark, New Jersey, I would be kind of mad too, because you're paying for your funeral that most likely you couldn't get into, and yet you had to pay for the people that did it. And that pretty much sucks. Another clipper news for you is, are Kim Kardashian and Kanye West a thing? So Kim says they've been friends for years, but she does not know where the future will take her if they really are a couple. And I mean, I'm sorry for Kim, but that's another failed relationship for her. I mean, these two compete for attention. Kanye West, you know, he died it a little bit down. He's not as crazy as he was before a few years ago. But Kim, I mean, I love the Kardashian and all, but she kind of is really overrated nowadays. Like, she doesn't really do anything to help society. Not that I see. But I hope these two find love someday. And let's just hope not with each other. And the Hunger Games movie director Gary Ross has decided not to continue the next upcoming movie Catching Fire. He states that he doesn't have the time to write and prep the movie he wanted to make because of fixed entire production schedule. Will the leave of this director change the movie? We'll wait and see when the movie Catching Fire, the second book of the Hunger Games trilogy, releases November 22nd, 2013. So check that out. And hopefully it doesn't get that bad, because sometimes when directors change, things aren't that good. And Snoop Dogg has created a book called Rolling Words, which is a hemp song book whose pages multitask as rolling papers. So this will be real at ease with... This will be released at Coachella this weekend and last weekend too. Oh, and if you haven't seen Coachella last weekend, Tupac has resurrected from the dead. Not literally, but he did. There was a surprise performance of Tupac where on stage, next thing you know, you see him right there, exactly how he was before, tattoos and everything, just going up and performing. And this is legit, looks so real. I was just so great. I was just like so amazed. I was like, dude, is he alive or has he been like messing around with this whole time? And actually Snoop Dogg goes up on stage with him. Snoop Dogg performs with him on stage, which was pretty saddening too. Like, I don't know, if I was in Snoop Dogg's shoes, whereas you get to have another chance to perform with your homie that's been dead for 16 years. And you know, it's not real, or it's not really Tupac, but it looks so like him. And then you guys should check it out. Look that up on YouTube. So just search Tupac's Coachella performance. It was really, really good. And there is some other thing that says, oh no, been dead for 16 years and yet still performs better than any rapper today, which is completely true. And last celebrity news for you today is Lamar Odom had a hard time on the Dallas Mavericks NBA team. So from being signed off on the team and getting back on the team and going to go somewhere else, sadly, he is finally off the team. Things were good with him, but he wishes his teammates and Dallas fans continued success. So Odom will now be listed as inactive for the rest of the season, which allows the NBA to trade him. Which allows the Mavericks to trade him after the season ends in conjunction with the draft. So those are some celebrity news for you today. And next up, we have some Party by Beyonce.
You a bad girl and your friends bad too. Oh, you got the swag, saucy dripping swag goo. You a bad girl and your friends bad too. Oh, you got the swag, saucy dripping swag goo. Oh,
I may be. Someone else's hero. Man, we were just in the food court eating God's heroes. Yesterday, that's the way. Every single morning I try to pray. Grandmama and them, they never forgot. Nothing else really mean nothing to me. I ain't studying to be talking to me. Girl, why you up with me? Move on, ain't nothing to see. Shh, always something to song. I'm the wrong, off the rip. Cause of him, all of them will remember. But the men, nut, they fell in love with rap. Black like having your cousin back. Blue like when that rent is due. Cream like when I'm loving you.
The swag goo. You a bad girl and your friends bad too. Oh, you got the swag sauce, you drip the swag goo. Oh.
And that was Party by Beyonce featuring Andre 3000. And here is some interesting news, strange news for you guys today. So in Bridgeport, Connecticut, a 5-year-old boy brought dozens of bags of heroin inside a jacket. So he had taken it to school and showed his kindergarten classmates. So dozens of bags of heroin. So the superintendent believes that the boy took his stepfather's jacket on accident. His stepfather, 35-year-old Santos Moron, has been arrested on risk of injury to a minor and drug charges. According to the HuffingtonPost.com, police have told the Connecticut Post that the boy took 50 packets of heroin out when it came time for show and tell presentation. But the superintendent said the boy only waved the heroin around in his cubicle. So how do you see that? You know, you go to your especially the teacher, you're just in class and the boy comes out with bags of heroin. So luckily enough, he didn't open the bag and none of the other students did too. And so a lot of people want to get married and weddings are really expensive. If you watch David Tatera, My Fair Wedding, oh, that's Angel Man, the Angel of Man. They are expensive and they are a lot and they are very stressful. So Jessica Vega of New York pretended to actually have cancer so she can win a wedding, her dream wedding. The strangers donated her $1,200 wedding dress, wedding rings, flowers for her wedding reception, and even treated her to a free honeymoon in Aruba. So Vega claimed to be dying from the acute myeloid leukemia and wanted to marry fiancé Michael O'Connell, the father of her child. But O'Connell was not in the fraud and contacted a doctor, Vega's doctor, and said to, and asked her about her disease. But the doctor said that she was never actually a patient. So the couple was divorced after the truth was revealed, but now they are together again and have a second child together. O'Connell says that it's best for Vega to repay the wedding donors and see mental health treatment rather than face up to 4 years in prison for her felony, for the felony she convicted. So this woman faked her cancer just to have a beautiful marriage, beautiful wedding, and that really didn't work out for her. So in Central Alabama, a man has been given a 3-day jail sentence for contempt of court for wearing so-called saggy pants. 21-year-old LaMarcus D. Ramsey wore pants sagging too low when he was in court at the Ottawa County Circuit Court on last Tuesday to enter a plea on a charge of receiving stolen property. The judge of the court found it disrespectful and a disruption when people wear pants too low and told Ramsey to buy pants that fit or belt when he gets out of jail. And that's kind of funny because I haven't seen anybody sagging pants too low and you actually go to jail for that. So that kind of sucks. So don't go to jail or don't go to court wearing saggy pants. And you know, some people just don't know how to be slick nowadays. In Port Angeles, Washington, 26-year-old Travis Nicolosian has escaped from officers in 2 foot chases and a dragnet that included a police dog tracking him through the neighborhood. But even though he's on the run, he finds time to update his Facebook status. A friend posted on his wall saying, "Cops are all over you, bro." And he responded the next day with, "Got away. Thanks, bro." Although Facebook's data use policy says that the social media has limited ability to trace users, it can share information in response to a legal request like a search warrant or a court order if they have a good faith, they have good belief that the law requires them to do so. And now Travis has been convicted of domestic violence, burglary, and theft of a firearm, and police began searching for him after he purposely has not checked in with him with his parole officer since January. So the man's on the run, but he still has time to update his Facebook status. So just, if you're on the run, that's another tip for you. Don't update your Facebook status. Don't update your Twitter. Don't update because they can find you with that. And last interesting story for you guys today. So this is the time of the year where high school seniors and college students want to transfer or get out of high school or ready to get start their college education. And this is the time where the admission letters come through. That time's always nerve-wracking and you never really know like if you're going to get for sure or not. And it's always kind of scary finally getting that letter and actually opening it. But UCLA gave 894 students last week a yes to being admitted, and the Monday after, they took it back. So reporting from Yahoo Finance, hopes have been raised when both admitted students and those waiting on the waiting list received provisional financial aid notices. Although the EMA had a link to a form saying they were indeed waitlisted, the notice also said, "Once again, congratulations on your admission to UCLA. We hope that this information will assist you in making your decision to join the Bruin family in the fall." So that kind of sucks a lot because what if you get accepted to your dream school, yet last minute they take it away? Oh, so sad. And thank you again for tuning in here with me, DJ Tell, on my show, Gotta Let Them Know. And my last show is next week, but I have no... There is an event next week, but so I'll keep you guys updated when my next show is going to be. And I will leave you guys with the last song with One and Only by Adele.
You've been on my mind. I grow fonder every day, lose myself in time. Just thinking of your face, God only knows why it's taken me so long to let my doubts go. been here before. Every feeling, every word, I've imagined it all. You never know if you never try to forgive your past and simply be mine. I dare you to let me be your one and only. I promise I'm worthy to before.